track 13. And now we come to this week's sports news. And I'll start with the rugby. Tynmouth RFC have two games left to secure their South West 2 status after suffering a 26-21 defeat at Winscombe. The team's third defeat in a row has left them three off the bottom of the table, which will almost certainly send them into a relegation playoff game if they stay there. They are 3 points behind North Petherton with 10 to play for. New Cross RSC First 15 went down 2017 to visiting North Taunton in a seesaw game in Devon 2 North East. Taunton were variously 10-0 and 17-7 behind, but levelled it at 17-all late in the second half and won it with a Liam Pyle penalty 4 minutes from time. This result leaves New Cross in fifth and North Taunton in sixth, with the victors 15 points behind, but they still have two games in hand to cash in. And Newton Abbott still have work to do to steer clear of relegation danger in Western Counties West after going down 44-27 at Truro. The defeat leaves All Whites 39 points, hovering 1 place and 2 points clear of the bottom three, with 2 games remaining to stay ahead of Plimstock Oaks, who have 37 points. Penryn 30 and Saltash 30 are unlikely to get out of the bottom two now. Moving on to football, Naz Alfarezi came off the bench to score the only goal of the game as Kingstainton Athletic overcame Ilsington Villa in the South Devon Football League Premier. Villa, who now need to win all 4 of their games in hand to resurrect their title challenge. Kingstainton are 3 points ahead of Ilsington in 6, and the Rams also have fixtures to catch up on. Elsewhere in the top flight, it was a day to forget for Newton Abbott 66 on their visit to Lakeside Athletic. David Moore struck 4 as the Plymouth side prevailed 7-0. But it wasn't all gloom and doom for Newton Abbott teams. Spurs reserves moved to within 3 points of Plymouth True Blues thanks to a 5-1 victory at Millbay Park. Buckfast Lee Rangers fell to a 2-1 defeat at Totnes and Dartington. And Bobby Tracy AFC second 11 won 3-0 at Newton St Sires in the Devon Senior Cup. In midweek, the Moorlanders beat local rivals Spurs thirds in the league, so it was a good few days for them. Didn't get any better for Spurs, though, as they conceded 4 second-half goals on the way to a 7-1 defeat at the hands of Paignton Villa. Watts Blake Byrne have extended their stay at the summit of Division 1 thanks to a 5-2 win away at Beesands Rovers. Buckland Athletic second 11 and Liverton United were both defeated on their travels, losing to Barton Athletic and Brixham Town, respectively. The South West Peninsula League Premier's South Devon trio experienced differing fortunes on Saturday, March the 21st. Bishop's Lydiard, who performed far better against Bobby Tracy AFC than their league position would suggest a few weeks ago, proved a difficult opponent for Newton Abbott Spurs. Marky Jones scored the only goal of the game as Spurs were beaten on home soil at the Wreck. Meanwhile, Bovey were able to keep the pressure on Bridport FC with a win over Torridge side AFC. Last but not least, Tynmouth AFC travelled to Ilminster Town and the spoils were shared at the Archie Gooch Pavilion in a 1-1 draw. Moving on to hockey, it wasn't a terribly good weekend for the Ashmore men's sides. In the England Hockey National League Conference West, University of Exeter 4, Ashmore men's first 11 2. Despite this loss, Ashmore stay comfortably in the top half of the National League table. The other men's sides were all defeated in their respective outings, but Ashmore women's first 11 solidified their place in the top three with a 2-0 win over Dart second 11. And finally, the runners have been racing all over the place. The Grand Canal Canter delivered a serene start to the weekend's racing, giving runners one of Devon's rare flat routes along the peaceful towpaths of the Grand Western Canal. In spring, the course is especially beautiful, with wild flowers lining the banks, sweeping willow branches touching the water, and swans and moorhens nesting in the reeds. Teambridge Trotters Kevin Besford took on the half marathon in a small field of around 100 runners. He held a steady pace through the opening miles and finished strongly in 2 hours 7 minutes 30 seconds, a solid effort on tired legs. The standout club results came in the 20-mile race, where the Trotters secured both a victory and another top 10 place. Meanwhile, the weekend continued in Cornwall with the St Austell Skyline 10. Among 232 runners, Teambridge Trotters Derek Del Skinner represented the club well, completing the tough 10-mile route with 1,140 feet of elevation in 1 hour 39 minutes 49 seconds, placing 110th overall. And that is this week's sports news for you.